New York and Connecticut rank among the best in the country for the way their state prisons responded to the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a nationwide criminal justice group. But as WSHU's Davis Sunderman reports, advocates say both states could still do more.
The scorecard gave most states an F. New York and Connecticut both got an F+. Wanda Bertram is with the Prison Policy Initiative in Western Massachusetts. She says prison inmates are dying of COVID-19 at much higher rates than the general population.
Because prisons have never been safe places for people to be during a pandemic, or really ever.
The group gave each state a grade for their prison's pandemic responses based on about 30 metrics, like vaccination rates for inmates or early release for those at highest risk.
Releasing people and letting them go home during the pandemic is the best way of slowing down this virus inside prisons and jails.
Connecticut released more inmates than every state but New Jersey and had good vaccination rates, but Bertram says both states left key policy options on the table.
For instance, Connecticut and New York both released actually fewer people on parole in 2020 than they had in 2019.
And she says New York fell short on some surprising metrics, too.
All too often we think about mass incarceration and inhumane treatment as something that only happens in those famous tough-on-crime states like the Gulf states. But New York, the vaccination rate behind bars is only 40%. So people are in real danger.
Overall, Bertram says no state's response has been sufficient.
Schools, hospitals, nursing homes, we've expected that during the pandemic, these agencies that we trust are going to pull out all the stops to slow down the spread of the virus. And you're seeing prisons leaving these really important options on the cutting room floor.
The report gave New Jersey its highest grade, a C. The state led the country in releasing inmates. California got a C-, and no other state scored above a D. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.